Okay. Number 610, please.
Request of Sue Disciple to address council regarding Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission budget.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, and thanks for having me this morning. I'm here to highlight a couple aspects of our fiscal 15-16 MHCRC budget request. And you also have our annual report being distributed now, and I'd like to highlight some points from that also. As you know, the MHCRC is an intergovernmental partnership among Gresham, Fairview, Troutdale, Wood Village, and Multnomah County, and each jurisdiction appoints citizen representatives to the commission, and, of course, that's why I'm here as a Portland representative. We have oversight of enforcement and public benefit responsibilities for the cable franchises that serve our cities and the county. And in Portland, we have two franchises, one with Comcast, one with CenturyLink. We're pleased to have this annual report in front of you today. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that you'll find in there. MHCRC granted $2 million, over $2 million, in the 14-15 year to local schools, libraries, to nonprofits, and to local governments. The grants also leveraged $4.1 million in additional resources for the projects. We launched the TechSmart initiative for student success in the fall of 2014. It's up and running. We are really excited about this program. A description of that and of our other grants can be found in the annual report. The MHCRC provided funding and franchise enforcement support to Portland Community Media. This year, PCM produced over 3,500 programs and trained close to 700 citizens in digital skills, production skills, and digital literacy skills. As you know, affordable broadband's become more and more critical to our local public institutions, and we continue our work with the institutional network, aka the iNet, which provides high-speed broadband connectivity to 293 schools, libraries, and other agencies throughout our county. We address consumer protection issues, both broadly and with individual subscribers. For example, we worked with cable company on issues related to clearer information on subscriber bills, use of electronic messaging to subscribers, service installation scheduling, and we assisted citizens with 218 individual complaints. I'm happy to report that our independent audit for 2013-14 found our financial statements fairly represented our financial position, and the full audit document is available on our website. So on to the budget. The MHCRC 15-16 budget generally represents the status quo, but also it looks to the future.
I'm going to give you some extra time since you're reporting in on one of our own commissions here.
So okay, thank you. The commission projects that the franchise fee revenue will remain flat in the upcoming year. Jurisdictions' contributions for the operating budgets have increased slightly due to cost of living increases. Portland's contribution in FY15-16 is $296,435. And as you know, the other jurisdictions contribute also. MHCRC anticipates that 15-16 is going to be a future-focused planning year. Considering rapidly evolving technology and public policy and our community's increasing reliance on the availability of broadband, the MHCRC is turning its sights towards those issues into the future. And we look forward to working with you and your staff and our communities to identify needs and opportunities around broadband. Our budget includes funds to assist MHCRC in this endeavor. So in conclusion, we respectfully request that Council approve the 2015-16 proposed MHCRC fund budget. And if there's questions, I'd be
happy. I have a couple of questions. First of all, thank you very much for coming to Council and reporting in the way you're doing. Not everybody does in our community,
That's
so thank
great.
You for doing
mm-hmm.
that. When is that budget ask coming before us? Is it part of what we're going to do tomorrow, or is it coming to us separately, Mary Beth?
It's a separate item.
Today,
okay.
Yeah,
and you know, in your report, Carol, you highlight something.
Sue. Yeah.
Sue, you highlight something in your report that's very important. I just want to acknowledge, which is almost $1 million to the Earl Boyles Early Learning Technology Integration Project. And last year, this council, I think it was last year, supported the Earl Boyles Early Learning Program. And it's something that we're very committed to. So the fact that you're then giving a substantial grant to help with technology is a good partnership. The one thing that I would just urge you to consider in the next report is there's a ton of really good information in here, but I think for us it would be helpful if there was a page that showed sources of funds and how you allocate them. And it's the only thing I don't see here, and I'm sure if I went online I'd find it, but I'd urge you to put two pie charts just so that we can see where you get your money and where it goes out the door. I think the public would be interested.
Sure. We would be happy to do that. It's not that hard. It's a result of our cable franchise, and there are some discrete envelopes of money that can only be used for certain purposes.
Yeah.
So, sure, that makes perfect sense. Commissioner, thanks.
And just, I mean, the summary numbers you have here are pretty compelling. I mean, I don't think a lot of people know what a success story this is, that you're only spending about 4% of the revenue flow on your own operations, so that you and the other commissioners and the staff are really taking that broad public benefit responsibility seriously and getting most of the money out the door in services and grants, and that's really excellent.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that also. Thank you.
Commissioner Disciple, I add my thanks to you and your fellow commissioners, also to Mary Beth Henry, the manager of the Office for Community Technology. This is indeed a remarkably different story from the one that maybe was told 5 years ago, and you've worked really hard to make things go as smoothly as they are. Particularly also want to commend Cece Hughley Noel at the Portland Community Media for working with the commission and with the board there to get that organization on such a great footing as that it is now. So thank you very much for all your service.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Steve, I do just want to acknowledge that the great socialist leader Norman Thomas is a member of the board. So interesting.
Not that Norman Thomas. Sue, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Okay.